Include it from yesterday, specifically relating to the Ramban, and hopefully start on the next part of the Gemara again about Hada. So the question that we were doing with the Rishonim asked, why don't we require the Edim on Ben Grusha to pay Mamon in the form of the Hefsid, the loss of income of the various Matnas Kahuna that this person would have otherwise received? And obviously, if that would be the case, if they would have the chiyuv kasher zaman of mamon, then there'd be no basis for the malchus. The malchus is because you can't mekayim kasher zaman. You can't mekayim kasher zaman, says the Gemara, to make them a ben grusha, because you can't do it to the children, lo v'lo azaro, and you can't just do them, because you need kasher zaman in the sense that it has to also affect the children, as we explained yesterday. But what about the fact that there is a kasher zaman that can apply in this case, namely the loss of the matnas kahuna? So the Ritva that we read yesterday gives several answers, just to review again. The first answer of the Ritva is, it's not kids, it's not a fixed amount. The mistaver that the Torah's kasher zaman would be an amount that you can say right now, at the time that the onus is established of kasher zaman, you know how much they have to pay. The second explanation of the Ritva is that it's considered like a gram, and you wouldn't mechoyev a kasher zaman on a gram. It was mayrech to explain that why is it a gram, because it's very unclear exactly if they'll get it. It's up to the bailin to decide which kohen to give it to. And even makira kahuna, he's not meshubit to give it to this particular kohen. It's a davar shelo bala olam. Then the Ritva continues and uses the lashon pasuk of kasher zaman lasos v'lo kasher zaman ligrom. So we had a mahalach in what the Ritva is trying to say here with the hakdama, that really Edom Zomin is one of the avos nezikin, and to the extent that we know in general the kavasa bialma, in general as the Ritva says, grama, the nezikin is pater, as opposed to garmi, which is what the Ritva calls bari hazeka, according to the call of the Ramban, that Garmi is distinct from Grama because it's Bari Hazeka. This is not Bari Hazeka. So to the extent that in the general world of Nezikin, you would have a Ptur in a case of Grama, and therefore the Mazik of Edom Zomin, even though when it's normally applying, it is not according to the normal standards of other Nezikin, this is not exactly a Make Behema Yishalmena type of situation, it's a Mazik of Shekel under the Achid, so it doesn't have to match up to the other types of Nezikin in terms of those standards, but in terms of its own standards internally, it has to be the type of thing that you can see from the perspective of what happens when you have a Maisa of Hagadas Edus and the Pesach Din Beis Din, that itself can be seen as a direct Hezek. Whereas here, it's very unclear what exactly is going to be the resulting Hezek. Who knows if there's going to be any loss of income. And therefore, even from the perspective of the Mazik of Edom Zomimin, it falls under the chesaron of grama. And lest you think that when it comes to this mazik, maybe the standards are different, the Torah is mechayev even for grama, says the Ritva, the Lashon HaPasuk shows me otherwise. That was the basic approach of the Ritva. The third answer of the Ritva, the third answer of the Ritva is that because the Gemara says when it comes to cholol, that if you're not mekayim the kasher zaman in the full sense of it, in the sense that you can also make the children of the Edom chalolim, so you can't just do them because it's kasher zaman, mini kasher zaman, in the full sense, you can't have lachatsoyin. Says the Ritva, similarly over here, what are you going to say? Give them the kasher zaman to have to pay the money of the loss of the matnas kahuna. But the fact is, you're not making them a cholol from the perspective of disqualifying them as kohanim. Because from that perspective, we have the low below zero, as the Gemara says. So the Ritva, that also becomes a problem of kasher zaman v'chatzoyin. To just allow for kasher zaman in one regard, in regard to the money, and not with regard to the status of the Eidim becoming halalim, so that's also called a mixus kasher zaman. Interesting that answer is just one of three answers. The other answers didn't assume that this was necessarily the right answer. They didn't see it as a problem necessarily. And we'll see that in the Ramban as well. When the Ramban is going to work on this idea, he says it very differently than the Ritva. Just the last shlav of the Ritva, then we'll go over to the Ramban. The last point of the Ritva is he asked the question, seemingly the question is related to what he just said. We just talked about that there's a problem of kasher zaman lachatzoyin. If you're just going to have them pay money for the loss of matnas kahuna and not also the halacha to make them a cholol in every other respect, says the Ritva, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tes, where the Edim are made on a woman that she's mizaneh, she's chayev chenek. and halacha is that they are to pay the price of kashas amam that they get killed, and they don't have to pay the ksuba money that they made her lose. I let that also be considered a mixes kashas amam. Rabbi said that kasha sounds like it's coming right off of what he just said. Because we just applied the idea of a mixes kashas amam in the case if you're going to make them pay the money, not the skuna, and the fact that you didn't make them to a cholo. So what do you do with the Gemara Sanhedrin? Let's say I didn't talk about this kasha of matnas kuhn at all. Let's say I read the Gemara Daf Beis and Makis. And the Gemara discusses why you can't make the Edom to a cholo like they wanted. And the answer is because being a kasha zama veleka, you can't do it to the children, you can't just do that. No. So what about the Gemara Sanhedrin? Why is it only a kasha now? After the Rifa gives teretz number 3 on the question of making them pay for the matnas kuhuna, now he comes with the question Sanhedrin Daf Tes. Just understand Pashut. The way it flows in the Rifa, it sounds like it's working right off what he just said. But Ki'ilu, like, if I didn't have this application of the Gemara, that the principle they can't have kashas amu chatsayin would also answer the kasha of the money, what if they pay the matnas kuhuna, so I could easily distinguish between the Gemara that talks about kashas amam, partial kashas amam in the case of a cholo that's going to be just them and not the children, and the case of Sanhedrin where they wanted to make her what? Chayiv Misa and also pay ksuba, uz ksuba. And what you're doing to them is just to make them Chayiv Misa. So that would be easy. That we could find an answer, a distinction. But now that I'm applying the Gemara, the principle of the Gemara also to answer this kasha, now I have a problem from Sanhedrin. What would be the pshat? Yeah?
Because
what?
You only seem to be doing chatziyazam because you're only killing him, you're not making him.
You're saying the two different things. There's one issue of the ksuba,
right,
and one issue of the being chayiv misa. So maybe that's not called a mixas kashazama because it's two separate inyanim, two separate things, two separate zmamos, if you will. The Gemara's case is what? The zamam of chalolus that has in it, what we explained yesterday, he and his children will be chalol. What are you doing by the Edim? They are not the children. That I hear much stronger, that it's called a partial kasha zamam. It's them, not the children, and the psak on this person was him and his children. What you're saying is, Masha'ekin and Gemara Sanhedrin, what is the pshat? It's not like one zamam that has in it two parts. It's two different parts in the zamam. There's a zamam on Nisa, there's a zamam on losing Suba. Okay, so now what will you do to them? They pay through their lives. They get killed. But maybe the fact that they're not getting also the loss of Suba, that they have to pay for the Suba they made a lose, that doesn't go under the rule of Chatzoyin. Okay, but now finish. So, why does the Ritva now have a right to ask the question? Because what did the Ritva now say? That I would have finished. Now in our case, what is it? Also two separate things, right? There's the issue of the personal status to be pasul as a cholol and not to be able to eat truma, not to do avoda, and everything that comes with that. And then there's also the loss of matnas kuhuna. It could be another aspect, maybe it's a distinct aspect. So who says that that's called mixas kasha zama? Maybe the fact that at least you're doing one thing, which is a separate, you could say a separate zama for the issue of the loss of income, and you're not doing also the personal status to make them disqualified, maybe that's not called mixas. But the Ritva says that would be called mixas. Because l'maisa, that was all part of what they had in their agenda. They wanted to make them pasul as a chol, they wanted to move out of the school, and if all you're doing to them is have them pay for the loss of the income and not the other thing, that's called mixas. So what do you do, Sanhedrin? Good. Good, could be. In the Ramban already, I don't know if we can say this, the Ramban says a different vort, and then he also asks the kasha, but he makes it like a new kasha, ki'ilu, maybe it could have been a kasha just on the Gemara. We'll see him soon in the Ramban on this Nikuda. Umaisa, what is the Ritva answer? So if it's a very important yisod, I just want to emphasize how important it is, whenever you learn sugyas of Kamed Rav Mineh, you should remember this Ritva. The answer is, the words, as he puts it, hasam. Why is it that they don't have to pay for the loss of the ksuba? Because they're also getting the onesh of misa. The rule is kim rebed rab mineh. If you're getting the onesh hachamur of misa, then you don't get the lighter onesh of money. It's halacha of kamed rab mineh. Says the Ritva. since kamed ramine din Torah shebachom makom sheish misa umaman shamisa omedes b'makom shneya. The words are the misa, the onesh of misa is omed. It doubles also for that of the onesh of mamon, and therefore don't call this a partial fulfillment of kasha zamam. It's actually a full fulfillment. To the extent that the misa corresponds to the onesh that was lighter, because it covers for both, so therefore that which they get misa is called not a miksas hazama chatzayin, it's a kul hazam. Now, in terms of the Ritva's language and in terms of the application, I might not necessarily want to extrapolate too much in terms of wider applications. The Ritva is saying a word that's very local to the issue at hand, vis-a-vis the discussion of miksas hazama. However, if you want to be creative, I'm not saying this is muhrach, but I'll share it because it's a good idea, but I'm not convinced that this has to be absolutely what the Ritva is saying. Maybe the Lashon Ramban, maybe you can get it more. But from the way the Ritva puts it, again, understand the context. It's easy to say raid and to be very excited about it. You have to also know whether it's necessarily muhrach. The one who put out the Ritva brings us some of these Mar Mekomos, so I'll give it to you, but you'll see it anyway here. There's a famous, and these are in Yonim that are Shas in Yonim, in any case. So there's a Maharshal, the Maharshal quoted by the Ksos, regarding Kamed Ravine, a very famous Maharshal, the following. There's a Gemara to this effect, that's Mashma, that even by a case where the Misa Patis Mamon, Kim Ravine, but there might still be a Chiyuv Mamon, Lot Seifi Deshamai. In other words, Bidine Adam, I don't have to pay if he's getting the Chiyuv Misa. He incurred a Chiyuv Misa together simultaneously with the Chiyuv Mamon, you don't have to pay Bidine Adam. But let's see the Shemai de Zachiv. It's based on the Gemara Bamitzia, whatever, not our Inyan. Nafkamina could be Tfisa. If the person who you owe the money to seizes your assets, can they get that money? Since there is Lamaisa Chivas de Shemai, they don't have to surrender that which they seized from you. Okay, that's one issue. But the Mashal, quoted by the Ksos, says the following chiddush. This that we learn out from the sugi b'mitzvah tadi aleph, that there's a chiv was yisid shemayim by kam damine and tfisa would work, is only if, quote, lo avdinan hachumra, which means like this: the normal rule of damine means that if a person is actually getting the onesh hachumra of misa, then they're exempt from mamon. That's the base, the core halacha. There's an extension of that halacha called, based on a drasha called Tan de Bechizkiya. Again, we're not going to go into the details, those remember, but of a common known referring to Tan de Bechizkiya, that extends that idea to even, let's say, a case where there wasn't an actual chiyav misa bipoel. The act was an act that could potentially be machayev misa, were it to be done with all the trappings and the details, bemazed with asra and so on. But suppose the act that could potentially be Machayev Misa did not actually bring about a Chiyuv Misa. Suppose it was not with Asra, suppose it was Bishogeg. But the Maisa was a Maisa that has in it the potential of Chiyuv Misa. That also would bring the halacha of Kamed Ravine. Lo Chilakta, Bishogeg Amezid, and there's no Chiyuv Mamon. So there's really two tiers in Kamed Ravine. I'm talking now about Misa and Mamon. Makis Mamon is a separate shmuz. There's the case of Avdinan HaChumra, where you're actually paying the price in the form of Chiyuv Misa, and the case of Lo Avdinan HaChumra. Says the Marshal that Bishogeg, or without Asra, where you have this extended application of Kamed Ravine, that's where we will say that you sold, that you still chayz Lo Tfisa De Shemayim on the Mamon, and Tfisa will work. However, in a case where they actually carried out the Chiyuv Misa, in that case, says the Marshal, where he actually got the onesh hachamur, there'd be no chiyuv at all of Lo Tfisa De Shemayim. As lays out the Marshal, and the Ksos asks all kinds of kashas on the Marshal. He calls it divrei nevius. Says the one who the Ma'adir of the Ritva, and obviously many achronim obviously run with this idea that we have a very beautiful makor to this Marshal from the Ritva in Makis Davbeis. Because what did the Ritva say? That when we talk about whether it's called partial kasha zama, or whether it's called that you did the full kasha zaman, says the Ritva, in a case where the Edom Zomim are killed and they don't have to pay for the loss of Hefsek Suba that they caused, that's not called Parsha Kasha Zaman, because as the Ritva, Miso Medes Memakom Shneim. So what does that mean? So he says what it means is that it's Ki'ilu that actually paid the money as well. It was Misa B'Makom Shneim, is that the Onesh HaKal in some way is folded into the Onesh HaChamur. When the Medba Mamurim, when he's actually getting the Onesh HaChamur, and that would be the two tiers over here with regard to whether there's a Chivah Sifrei Shemayim with the Marashal. Namely, if the person is actually getting carried out against them, the Onesh HaChamur, then we say what the Ritva says, that the Misa is Medba Makom Shneim, and again, once we're going to get to the Rabban anyway, when the Rabban also mentions this teretz as one of the terutzim to this kasha later, he has a more striking lush, and maybe there I could hear it more, you know, more so, this resonate this idea. He writes, the Rabban on that one line, Hasam kimen drachman am kim ravmine kimand the mekayim balkul milsadami. It's as if you had fulfilled everything, drachman hu depatra. It's as if everything would have been fulfilled. The Ritva uses it, it's mimakom shneyem vikul azamahi. Could be what you see in these Rishonim is a smach to the Marashal, namely, that why is it that when you carry out the Chiyuv Misa, which is more chamur, there's no Chiyuv at all of the moment, even on the level of Sisei Shemayim, is because it's as if they would have actually had carried out against them the Chiyuv moment. So what's the point? You can't say he's still Chayiv. It's as if he already paid, would have paid. Mashenkin says the Marashal, this that we are medayik from the Sugis Mamasir, that's Adi Aleph, that there is a Chiyuv of the Shemayim. That's only in the case of a shogig. There, it's a different halach. Beis Din doesn't make you pay, but there is a chiyuv b'din shemayim. Okay, I want you to just have a idea, you know, about this inyan. Again, Shani Atzmi, I would maybe push back and say maybe all the Ritva wanted to say was a specific answer to a specific question relating to whether it's called, the standard is called mikses kashdam chatzayin or not. So since the Misa stands in for the Mammon, just conceptually, it patterns the Mammon. Maybe there is a addition mind, maybe there is, but since the Misa is in lieu of both, so that's not called Mixas Azamai. Could be all the Ritva wanted to do is just answer a local kasha. I don't know if you have a right to necessarily read more than that, although if you wish, you could. Just Derech Agav, once we're discussing this Indian, just to know, besides for the income davene of Misa Mamon, what we're going to have to deal with on Dav Dalet is a different halach of Kedei Rishasa, which is a different drasha, could be, we're at a different sukkim, that you can have the two onshin of together of Malkus and Mamon. That could be a very different world. That could be that Beis Din can't mechayiv you to chayuvim. It could be there you don't say this new yisod, even if it's true by Misa Mamon, that's ki'ilu, that it's if you would have paid. It could be by Malkus and Mamon, no one would hold that way. It could be that even when you get the chayiv Malkus, it doesn't mean it's ki'ilu you paid. So this unique yisod that they get from could be limited to Misa Mamon. It could be you can be mefalba, maybe it was Malkus and Mamon. This is all bigger and yon and beyond the scope of our Gemara. Let's turn to the Ramban and see a couple of things, not everything, but a couple of things where the Ramban, in addressing the same questions, but goes in slightly different direction than the Ritva. I know a lot of you spend time on the first part. I tell you the truth, I don't know myself what to make of the first part of the Ramban, so I don't want to say Davar Shalem. I read it with you. You know, the Ramban also talks about, you know, the Garmi and the Grama. Not exactly what the Ritva said, and certainly not exactly what we said in the Ritva. It's also a question within the Girsa. So, Akil, I'm not going to focus too much on it. Just to know that it's different. It's a little bit different. There's one line that's striking in the Ramban where he says that it's not Garmi because Lemaisa lo Garam hefsek klum, because he didn't become a Ben Gerusha. No, what does that mean? That's always by Kasha Zama, that he never actually. It never actually carried out. It was just a Gemara Din. So how does that help us? But the stomach of the Ramban means there's a separate issue here. There's an issue of within the rules of Kasha Zaman itself, make them pay the loss of money. Mitzad Kasha Zaman, which was what our original Kasha was. Could be the Ramban is also heading off another kasha. Lemaisa, let them be chayiv for that loss that they caused, midina de garmi. In other words, it's two separate issues. Let it be the dina kasha zama, or even if it won't be that, let it be chayiv as garmi. Lemasha, we're going to see in Daf Gimel, so you already keep this in mind. There's a rule of kasha zama lo kasha rasa. There's a shaila whether that applies to mammon as well. Maybe mammon is different for whatever the reasons. Suppose we do say the rule by mammon too, that once based and carried out the psag din against the person to make him pay, then it's no longer a halacha of kasha zama. It's only when it's zama and not us. Okay. But now let's ask another question. Separate from the rule of kasha zama, which the Torah says only by zama, but maybe the edim should be chayiv to reimburse the person who they caused loss of money. Why? Midin de garmi. There's a separate question that one could always ask within the world of Edom Zomim, Zama, Masa, separate from what the Torah is mechayiv midin the Torah. What about the larger notion of garmi? So then you have to anyway analyze it. So the Ramban is, in our discussion, is saying, well, Lamaisa, there was no hefsid mama. So you can't talk about the real garmi in a case where it was not carried out. Elamai, we have to talk about the halach of kasha zomim itself, and then he does bring the drasha, or the language of the pasuk, kasha zomim velo kasha zomim lasas, lo kasha zomim ligrum. But the larger way to read the first part of the Ramban, I don't want to say exactly what to do with it, especially since the gears is not 100% clear, so let's leave that for another time. Okay. Second answer, I apologize if you spent the whole Seder on it, but Maisa, whatever. Let's go on. This is already, I have more to say, so what can I do? You know, this is the second answer, yeah. The second answer is very clear that the Ramban is saying different, similar but different. What was the Ritva second answer? Or what is it? The third answer in the Ritva. The Ritva had an answer of kids, the Ramban doesn't say, but it's the second answer in the Ramban and the third answer in the Ritva. The Ritva said that it's not possible to make them chayiv to pay the loss of hefsid matnas kahuna because that wouldn't help you. It's still partial kasha zama. They're not becoming a chola. So the fact that there's a fulfillment of kasha zama on the mammon of the loss of money, but the fact that they're not becoming chalalim themselves, that makes it mix as kasha zama. The Ramban also deals with the issue of a mix as kasha zama, but in a different way. The Ramban says, economic fuke, as follows. So he starts off saying what we think he might be saying is a ritva, but he's not. He says, let's start with the fact that you're not giving them the status of cholo, as the Gemara explains. So therefore, it's going to follow as a result of all this. I have to know why one leads to the other. We'll see what that introduction is about. It's going to mean memeila, you're going to be left without the ability to mechayiv them kasha zamam on mamon and let that be the kasha zamam. Now, if I would stop right now, I would say it was about to say what the Ramban said. What Ritva said? No. What does he say? Sharei af lebanav shel nidon zeh hayamasin in matnas kahuna. The hefsed matnas kahuna has to do with the nidon himself, Ruvain, that they testified is a cholo. He's losing for his rest of his life, matnas kahuna. But it's also impacting, just like the cholol status is impacting the children, so from the perspective of the loss of income, it's going to affect the children that they're not going to get matnas kahuna. Now, says Ramban, so therefore the zaman, so for what is it? The zaman includes the children along with the father, vis-a-vis the issue of the mom. Right? And yet, the eino chayv l'shayim lehem kum. But they don't have to pay. The aid doesn't have to pay the children what they lose in the form of the loss of income of matnas kahuna. And therefore, aflo en mishayim kum. So you can't tell me that they're going to have to pay the father, Ruvain, for the loss of his matnas kahuna. Why? Because that would be kasha zam lechad soin. If you would have them pay Ruvain for his loss of matnas kahuna, but they're not paying Ruvain's children for what they're losing, that becomes the kasha zam lechad soin, and that's like the Gemara says that you can't make them the lowest array because kasha zamam sheim kaim lechad soin. Both sides. Sir, first glance is a pella. Mamash a pella. What's going on here? What did Ramban do here? He said, you're not just making the father lose Matnas Kuhn, you're making the children lose Matnas Kuhn. Granted. Okay. The Ramban now says, he pulls a fast one. He says, oh, but you can't pay the children for their loss. Why not? Nemela, you can't say you pay the father, because that's Gachesai. To the extent that you just got finished saying that the Zamam is not just the father's Matnas Kuhn loss, but even the children, so Adrab. So then let him pay for, make a cheshbin of Matnas Kuhn for the father and for the children. Like what did he say? That's one problem. Second, but both said, you hear the problem. This should be bothering. Moreover, what is the introduction of the Ramban? The first sentence, he says, since you can't mekayim kashizamim in the ikar edus, meaning to make them a chalo, because what the Gemara says, lo v'lo zaro, and so on, now we're going to have a problem of kashizam lechatsoin in terms of the money, because you're only paying the father without the children, that's lechatsoin. What does that point have to do with how we started? You want to answer the question by saying it's lechatsoin because you're not paying the children for whatever reason, you're only paying the father? So then that's the answer. It's lechatsoin. He starts talking about the fact that you're not mekayim kashizama b'ikar edusan. We would have thought he's about to say what the Ritva said. And you start reading the Ramban, you think, oh, I did the Ritva first. Oh, the answer of the Ritva. Oh, wait a second. That's not what he says. He doesn't say lechatsoin because I'm only doing the money and I'm not doing the status of chala. So what does he begin by saying? Since I'm not mekayim kashizama b'ikar edus, so now it's going to be an issue of kashizama lechatsoin vis-a-vis the moment. What does one do with the other? Just say what you want to say. It's kashizam lechatsoin on the money because it's only the father and not paying the children. And then the first question, and why is it true that you don't have to pay the children? If you're telling me that you're also guarding the children the loss, so either of it, the question should be a bigger question. So let us have them pay the loss of the Matnas Kuhn for everybody. No, so you sweated on this today? You struggled? Someone didn't speak yet, yeah?
Maybe, why can't you just say that besides the fact that it might be, you know, not really a set amount for any person, besides his children, it's also his children's children, and
yes,
there's really so no set amount for how much paying at all. It could end up within a few generations
you're
being
saying,
hundreds of people.
You're saying that the Ramban is alluding to the fact that of low kids, and by him, the Ramban doesn't have the problem so much of little kids because we can figure an Eitzah. But by the children, it becomes, I think you may be reading a lot into the Ramban. I understand the dilemma. I understand the issue. Okay. But obviously, if the Ramban didn't give the answer that it's not fixed, it means he didn't have a problem with that. We'd have to do some kind of formula. And that would be sufficient. Because he didn't use that as an answer in its own right, like the Ritva did. So you're saying, well, means because by him we could figure out a formula and by the children we can't. It's like chaser in the Ramban. He doesn't say anything to that effect. He doesn't say a word about that concern. So what's going to be about that issue? I don't know. I don't know how you figure it out. But to say that the Ramban is alluding to it when he doesn't say a word about it, it's hard to know that he means it. Yeah, obviously he didn't think there was a problem.
After discussing the beginning of the Ramban, obviously there's different girsas, but after discussing the beginning of the Ramban, the grumma when it comes to the father, I think maybe this answer is saying, even if it's not grumma towards the father, it'll at least be grumma towards the kids. Even if you're not
so saying, again, he's connecting to before.
Even if you, maybe it could be grumma towards
the kids.
Sounds
like a new answer. What are you doing? You're both bringing in things that are not here. I mean, you're as mamish not here. Kids, he didn't say, well, you're bringing in an earlier answer. These are different answers. No, it's fine. The svar is not. I'm saying, but you have to, Iker Chasim Nasefer, if the expression goes, it's not here. The Ramban gave one answer, Zel. That's one answer. It's another answer, right? The Iker Nami Lefruke. So he's not talking about this, the grammar component. It doesn't seem to be. That was one answer. Now it's going a different direction. It's a different, just like in the Ritva. I mean, the Ritva was also two different answers. Except for the Ritva, we understood what the third answer was. That why it was quite partial kashizama. But it was clearly not shaykh and building off of the ones before. So the Ramban is Again, one thing you do notice, and this is also worth mentioning, the Ramban did not have the luxury of just simply answering like the Ritva. For the Ramban, maybe connected to what we had before with Sanhedrin, we'll get to the next Kasha. The Ramban did not feel that you could simply say it's called Pasha Kasha Zaman because I'm only making them pay the worth of this Kuna money, but I'm not making them to Chalalim. For that, maybe that wouldn't be called Pasha Kasha Zaman. Maybe what we said before, it's two different Zmamos, maybe something Ramban is going to say later will help us understand why the Ramban didn't see that as a problem. What the Ramban needed to do, we don't understand why it's the case, what the Ramban needed to do, Rabbo says what? To view it as a Pasha Kasha Zaman because you're not paying the children, you're only paying the father. So within the halacha, the tashlumin, it's a partial kasha zaman. That's a problem. We want to know why wouldn't you pay the children, and what did he mean when he started by saying, since you can't make them halalim, now we understand why it's going to be a partial kasha zaman because you're not paying the children. Yamin?
Yeah. Well, yeah, so we see that if he did have the full mamon punishment, that wouldn't be a problem kasha zaman for the Ramban. So when he's trying to make the Nidon and his kids lose out on the money,
yeah,
and we said we can't make him a chal because we can't make him a chal because that would be will Zar, not Kasher Zaman. So if we were to apply Kasher Zaman, we would make the
him and his children, him and his children. Good,
have to lose their
status as a Kohen. Good,
and
if
so, lose their kahuna. His kids would also have to lose his
correct.
So then we have the drasha of Lovel Ozaro.
So without the Lovel Ozaro, you're saying we will be matching the children's loss of Manus Kohen as well. Okay, so you're answering one of the questions. Let's bring it out. The second question. You're going to come back and answer the first question too. You just answered.
First question of why.
So why don't you pay the children out? Now that there is a Lovel Ozaro. He's saying it's good, but it's only so for answering one question. Let's bring out what B.M. is saying a second. Let's hear what he's saying. I have two problems, right? At least. The two problems were, why are you not paying the children? If the Ramban is saying that they're also suffering the loss of Manus Kohuna, so they pay the children too. We'll have to say something for that. But then also, the Ramban is magdim. He says, since you're not mikayim the issue of Kasha Zaman on Cholol, now I'm going to have the issue of Kasha Zaman Chatzorin vis-a-vis the money that I'm not giving the children, I'm only paying the father. What does one have to do with the other? Just say right away, because you're not paying the children, for whatever reason, you're paying the father. The answer must be, like you're saying, that were I not to have the problem of low below zero, in other words, if I would be able, let's put it in these terms, to make them and the children, chalalim, the edim and the children, which obviously means that I lose Manus Kohuna and the children lose Manus Kohuna. Would I owe also Kasha Zaman money for the children's loss of Manus Kohuna? Because the Maisa, the Zaman included making the children lose Manus Kohuna. So you could argue, yeah, why not? What's one or the other? That's also, you have to pay the price of paying the mum. Or you could say no, to the contrary. How is it that you have a Kasha Zaman fulfilled on that agenda of making the children lose Manus Kohuna? You know why? How does that get matched? In what way? That the Edom's children lose Manus Kohuna. So I could hear that also. I can ask you another question, peripherally. What about paying him Manus Kohuna in such a case? Could be the same thing, or maybe that's different. I don't know. I have a suffix on this. Maybe that's different. But either way, if you accept what we just said, that vis-a-vis the children, you wouldn't owe the children Manus Kohuna. So you wouldn't have a problem of partial Kasha Zaman now. Because you have a fulfillment of the loss of Manus Kohuna of the children in the form of the Edim's children losing Manus Kohuna. That's what you're saying. But the Ramban is Magdin. That's what he starts with. No, but in as much as what you saw in the Gemara is that you cannot make the Edom's children into Chalala. Now, when I'm dealing with the question of what was their agenda had to do with making him a Chalala and his children. Vis-a-vis Manus Kohuna, that means he's losing Manus Kohuna and the children are losing Manus Kohuna. that means that there has to be something that's going to represent the kasha zaman vis-a-vis the children. And since you're not making the Edom's chalalim to lose manis kuna, it's going to have to be in the form of money. So that answers question number two. But let's return to question number one. Okay, so nu adrabba. So now if your agenda includes him and his sons to lose manis kuna, so let that be part of the question. So let the Edom pay for the lost manis kuna, whatever the formula will be, face, for him and the children. So let's see. So we have at least one answer. You know, one part of the Ramban makes more sense now. At least it's interesting perspective. It's a chidush that you could have thought otherwise. Could have thought, no, they still have to pay the children because they made them lose. No, the answer is if his children are disqualified from getting manas kuna, that already corresponds to the other children. What about the father's loss of money? I'm not sure. But now, Maisa, why don't you owe the children? So, her one answer, one yisod perhaps could help us, but let's see if that's what you're machaving to, yeah?
Maybe we could say, based on the Zomim have to be Kohanim or not, because if the Zomim are not Kohanim, according to...
go ahead, what does that have to do with this?
Because we can't apply the idea of Kalala to... The Ramban would hold that we can't apply the idea of Kalala to...
Yeah, but I think that I hear you, but I think this entire Gemara of Lobo Lazaro and so on is already assuming the case with the Kohan, that the Edom are Kohanim, even though the Ritva you could have had a Havamina, the Ein Omen, even by Yisraelin. But when we talk about the actual Makar, the how you know you can't do Kasha Zaman, whether Kohanim, whether Yisraelin, the Makar of Lov Lozaro in the Gemara is clearly discussing Kohanim. I mean, that's also included. So the Maisa, our discussion, I think, would be Kohanim. That's a separate issue. Were there to be a Havamina of making them a Chalo vis-a-vis certain halachas, even if they're not Kohanim? That's interesting machokas in its own right, the Ritva, the Rashi. But what we're discussing now in the Gemara, Lov Lozaro, I think is about the Kohanim, about the Edom being Kohanim. And Bacha, I don't know that the Rabban is getting into that issue. I think the answer, we could talk more, but I think that the answer has to come down to the following. The soul that we mentioned yesterday, in terms of the laying out the sugi itself, we discussed the Fikayam yesterday, what exactly is the reason why there's a problem of lo v'lo lezaro? After all, make the Edom into Chalalim and let that be the Kasha Zaman for all of the individual people that would have been affected as chalolim by their edus. Let it be the father, let it be the children, but meanwhile, the kasha zaman is matched by the edim themselves. What does it have to mean that what happens to the children of the Ruvein that they spoke about, that has to also be their children? Why? So the Afikayam and the Achronim go one direction. As we said yesterday, that it's what it really means in the Gemara is that the psul chalol is defined as a greater type of a psul, a more expansive psul, a psul that continues, a psul that's posel, to the extent that you're not going to apply that type of psul in terms of its very nature, that it can carry over and it can spread to the next generation. If you're not going to carry that halacha, that the children of the Edom are also halogim, you have not really taken the very psul of halal over at all. That's their understanding. And that's why it's a simple answer to the kasha from Mir Nidachas, as we went through yesterday. We noted from the Ritva, in various times, we medayg in the various points in the Ritva, clearly, this is going to be clear from the Ramban also, that this is not how they read the Gemara. Otherwise, Mitzvah Sheni would make perfect sense in Tosis also, in various diyukim that we had. Rather, we put it in different terms. What's the answer to the question? Why is it sufficient to make the Edom Chalalim? Why is that a chesaron of Kasha Zaman? Because Reuven would have had his children be Chalalim. But meanwhile, all those people would have been Chalalim, so the Edom become Chalalim. The answer is, what was, if your Edus was on different people, and there's a separate Gmardin on each person, then all you need is that the Edom become subject to the Onesh, that each and individual person of each individual Gemar Din would have been subjected to, that's the Kiyum and the Edom. That's fine. The difference over here is what? What makes the difference? Here, the Gemar Din was Reuven is a Chalal along with his children. Reuben is nifsal along with his children. That was the psak that they imposed on Reuben, that Reuben is a chol with his children. Not because the cholo means, by definition, a big psul that affects the children. Not that way. But just that is the nature of the psak. Reuben is a cholo along with his... there's no new gemar din on the children. It's a gemar din on Reuben, and his children are a cholam. That is what the psak was. Now all you're doing here is saying that the Edom are cholam. That's the chesaron of kashazam. That's a mixas hazam. If we have that idea, then we understand what the Rabban is going to say. Now we're going to focus not on the cholo status vis-a-vis psul kahuna for truma and avoda, but from the loss of matnas kahuna. This psak din as affects matnas kahuna would mean the following. Reuben is a cholo, and he can't get truma anymore, and he can't get whatever other matnas kahuna. And who else can get all of those privileges? The children. That's the agenda. That's the zam. That's the psak din. Says Ramban, okay, very good. So let them pay. Who are they going to pay? Who are they going to pay? What's our question? Let them pay the children. Ramban says, you're only paying him, you're not paying the children. That's called Mitzvah Sazam. This that the children are losing Manas Kahuna, that's the Psag Din that was rendered against who? Against the father, against Reuven. The Avla was against Reuven. When you have to pay Kasha Zama money, the Toveya, the one that's making the claim against you, is the one that you were made on. The Psag Din affects the children, that they also lose Manas Kahuna. But the one who's going to come with a claim, and the one who you have to owe your Kasha Zama money to, can never be anyone other than the person who you were indicting, who you were mechayev in the psak din. It's true that the psak din includes that which the children will also lose matnas kahuna, but they can't come and make that claim against him, because the only one that they would have to pay is the person himself. And therefore, we have this situation where, on the one hand, the zamam includes the loss of matnas kahuna on the children as well, because it's one gemar din that he and the children are halal, and that means he and the children lose their income, matnas kahuna, granted. But the only one that they'd ever have to pay is for the loss. His children's loss is not his loss. I mean, he might feel bad that they won't have matnas kahuna, but that's not his hefsid mammon. Whose hefsid mammon is that? Whose loss of money is that? The children. But you never have to pay kasha zamam for loss of money except to the person who you were marshia. So there's a hefsid mamon of the children that's part of this mama, which is a harsha on Reuven. But you never have to pay Reuven for his children's loss, because it's not his loss. It's the children's loss. And the children can't come and have you pay them, because they're not the ones that you were made against. That's the Ramban. That's what he means to say. Both sides. You hear what's going on? In other words, the Ramban doesn't have to add anything about Lokits, about Grama. It's all here. It's all in the words themselves. You have to just sort of discover it. The Ramban is just taken for granted. Again, with the Hagdama, were it to be that you made the children themselves halalim of the Eidim, then you can consider that to be in lieu of the full kasha zamam of the children's loss of matnas kahuna, because his children lost matnas kahuna. Very good. But that's not true. You're not doing it to the children. So now all you have is the Edom themselves. So now you're missing a part of the kasha zamam of the money of the children. Because mitzad echad, the hasha was Reuven and his children are halalim. So Reuven and his children lose matnas kahuna. And there's nothing that's going to match the children's matnas kahuna loss. Because you're not making the Edom's children halalim, that would have matched it. And you're not going to be able to have the Edom pay the children, because who are they testifying against? Against the father. So the only one that they have to pay is the father, because he was the one that they focused their hashah. And the loss of the children is the loss of the children, not the father's loss. So he can't come and claim the children. And the children can't claim on themselves. Why not? Because they were not the ones who were Mashiach. You can only pay for the loss of the person who you are Mashiach. So that's the hefsid mammon of the father. You can't pay the father for someone else's loss, and you can't pay them if they weren't the ones that you were Mashiach in that age. So therefore, we're simply at a situation where you have a mixas kashas amnam, because all you've done is force the Eidim to pay the father for his matnas kuhuna loss, but you haven't covered for the other aspect of the zamnam within matnas kuhuna, which is the loss of the children. That would be the Ramban sense. Very different than the Ritva. The Ritva is kept it simple. It's because you're not full kashas amnam because of the psuch halalos, you're not mekayim. The Ramban didn't see that as a disqualifier, whatever the reasons. But within the mammon itself, it's not a full kashizam because you're not in any way representing an onesh of kashizamam for the loss of the children's manuscript. Both sides. What do you think? Yes? No? Maybe? Yeah? Alec? Yeah?
I'm still a little confused how we could balance the fact that they're not a nido and the fact that it's still considered...
Because that's why I was mad at what we said yesterday. Because the very Gemara itself, why is it a problem that you're not making the children of the Eidim halal? After all, you make them a halal. Let that be good enough, because everyone that they want to make a halal has a fulfillment in the form of the Eidim themselves. The answer is, not Afikayam's answer, but the answer that we gave with the Ritva, is that the Gmar Din, the agenda that they imposed, was Reuven and his children are halal. That has to be matched by the Eidim. That the Gemara Din has to be that they and their Eidim. The Gemara Din has to go over to them. That means that they and their Eidim and their children and their progeny have to be halal. And since Govolo is Zaro, so then it doesn't match up. That's the Gemara. So now take that a step further. Focus on the Matnas Kahuna. What was the psak that Reuven and his children are losing Matnas Kahuna? That you have to find a way to match that. If you were to make the children of the Eidim Chalalim without Matnas Kahuna, that would match it. But if you're not doing that, then the only way you're going to be able to match it is have them pay for the children's loss. But the only one that can make a claim against them that they'd have to pay is the one who they're Mashiach. And the only loss that he has to make a claim on is his loss. So there's no way that they would have to pay anything more than his loss of Matnas Kahuna, and therefore you have a mixas kasha zaman, because what's not accounted for is the zaman vis-a-vis the loss of the children's loss. Yes?
Yeah, but once a Reuven doesn't have any children, do you still say that the children that he would have lose out money?
Right, so that's sort of like a similar question than the Ritva asked with Tosfos. What if there's no wife? Or what if the Ritva we thought meant on the Edom's end, if the Edom have no wife? Yeah, I don't know exactly what to say. Umaisa, in the Afikayam, obviously it's all clear, because it's the nature of the soul what it could potentially do. Once we go with our approach, so there are no children now, but the psak could still be, the potential children could be. I hear you. I know. Or it could be that as long as in a case where there are children, there's a mixus kashas amam, so then the mela, that's going to be, then it's clear the halacha is not going to allow for such a halacha anywhere. It's going to always have to be malchus. It could be, you know, differentiate. In one case, like the lotachok of the ritva by his kasha. You could say a lot of things, in other words. Once you know the halacha is in one case, so it's going to be the same thing everywhere. Yeah?
Wouldn't it just be impossible? If you keep going that, like, his children and their children and so-and-so, you never put a price on that.
Okay, you're in good company here. Yeah, that's a good shaga. I don't know. I don't know. How could everybody have been considering the children? How do you know where to answer? I don't know. It's a good shaga. I don't know. It's good. It's true. Like, the ki'ilu, that doesn't enter into the interview. The only thing we saw close to that is the low kids in the Ritva. The Ramban didn't even see that. It's a good question. Why didn't the Ramban feel, you know, that's an issue too? But at least the pshat that was saying the Ramban itself, or both sides, it clear. Well, you'll get it clear, yeah? In the back, yeah?
Yeah, so why is this considered Mitzvah Kashrus Amam if kids can't claim anything, seemingly they should have?
Yeah, because because the Zammam still includes the children, because the Psak Din is he and his children are now are Halalim, which means they lose Matnas Kahuna. So it's like it has to be matched. They're not in a position that he should have to pay them, but the Zammam still remains relating to them as well. The Psak Din is he and his children are all going to lose by this school.
Right, so if it's he and his children, then the children also have a claim.
But it's not, no, but it, no, no, that's what I'm saying. They don't have the claim because, this is the kuda, because onesh kasha zamam is for the, coming back to Yisodis that we've been saying a lot, the harsha was the harsha of Reuven. So, and the kasha zamam payment has to be to the person you are mashiach. The loss of the children money is the children's loss, but it's nichlal, right? The hash, the psak was Reuven and his children, but the money that you pay, the onesh, has to be to the person who you are Mashiach, to the person himself.
I think someone asked this also. So why can't we also apply that to the Grusha Mechalutza? Because if why can't we also say, oh, the end zone's claim is only on Reuven for him to be a Grusha?
No, because
and on the side, his kids also.
No. Because I think, again, according to the Figa Yam, it's simple. Because it's the Chalol, by definition, is absurd. That's mispashit. But according to the way we said it, it's different. It's that the Gemar Din on Reuven is. It's not like there's a psak din of Reuven and Shimon and Levi. The psak din of Reuven is Reuven and his children are halalim. So that has to be the Gemara din that's going to carry over. Okay, Ravosa, you have to, you know, maybe struggle with it. At the end of the day, maybe you like it, maybe you won't. It's okay. It's a pshat. At least without it, we have no pshat. We have a kasha. It's also good to leave with a kasha. The last nekud in the Ramban, the last part of the Ramban, which I don't know if you looked at, but just to address it, is the part relating to Sanhedrin Daftes. Here the Ramban also asked the kasha, although to me I'm not sure if it's exactly a direct kasha on the last teretz, or it could even be a kasha on the Gemara. In the Ritva it's clearly a connection, and we gave a pshat why it's only with the Ritva's teretz that this is a kasha. The Ramban already, this is not as simple. The Ramban does bring the question on the sugya and ksuvah Sanhedrin Daf Tes. Ika de kasha le harei edem shamu ishtu shaponi zin sam shmatzidu ksuvah samimena v'hina reges. So what happens? The edem would be killed for kasha zamam if nimzu zamam neharagin the emes shaman mammon of the ksuva, and the question is heich mekaymin kasha zamam mixas. Again, here already the kasha could be in the Gemara too and on the Ramban's teretz. It's not lav davka iget the kasha. It's a new paragraph. So the Ramban has two answers. One is going to correspond to the answer of the Ritva. The Ritva's answer was the malchus stands in place of the mammon is called a kula zamam. Right, and the Ramban's going to say that as well. But the Ramban has another answer, first answer, very interesting answer. What does he say? The Ikar Meimar Lo Dami. Another Nekuda that relates to this inyan of the what's called Mixas Hazama. Where is it upon Mixas Hazama? Ikar Meimar Lo Dami. The Ilu Hassam Mamon Misa Chada Milsa Legabe Chad. The Edim are paying the Kashizama price regarding the woman that they testified against. She was Mizana. They want her to be Chayav Misa and to lose Ksuba. Now, what are you doing for them? You're giving them Onesh Misa, but not Ksuba. But Legabe, the woman that they were made on, that Zamam of the woman, there's something in the form of a Kashe Zamam. There's an Onesh Misa. The Kevan, the Baha'i Gavra, Mikaimis Kashe Zamam, Rasas Lo Mixas. If you have a Nixas Azama regarding one person, Karim Mekash Azama. In other words, the fact that it's a Nixas Azama Lugabe the Isha doesn't bother me. Because at least they have something being fulfilled in Kash Azama vis-a-vis the woman. What am I fulfilling? The Onesh Misa. What's different in our Gemara? What's different in the case of Manas Kahuna or in our Gemara? Again, Akash, I think, is on both, and not just on himself, but also on the Gemara. As you'll see, Abu Hacha. Iu pasul ahi kohen ulezare umafsid minei mamun umizare. He's talking about two things. He's talking about that which the edim are made on Reuven. So with the edus on Reuven, there's a psul chalalus that is now relating to Reuven and his children, and there's a loss of income at the skuna that's relating to Reuven and his children. No, now it's continued at the same terrace. So inema mekaymes bebedidei mixes kashezam umlasus lo. So what do you want to do? Make the Eidim Chalalin. Make the Eidim pay Manas Kuna money to him. But Kevin de Loma Kaimbe Kashizam Lassos El Lolavado. But all you've done is you've targeted the Kashizamam. You've accomplished a match in Kashizamam for him. But Lav Kashizamahu Klal Gabe Habein. Fascinating. This requires Havana. I'm not going to go into too much now, but just to hear. But the Ramban is a new breakthrough here. The Ramban, nothing we've seen before. A new take on the Gemara. That the issue of partial kasher zamam is not going to apply if I have a mixed kasher zamam vis-a-vis one person. It's only a problem if there's another person that the zamam was directed to, and there's nothing in that second mama on the second person that's going to be carried out by the Eid. So that's where it's a problem, namely in the Gemara. They want the Reuven and his children to be chagolim, and all you're doing is making Reuven and not the Eidim and not the children. They want the Reuven to be Bandas Kuna, and the children are not going to be able to fulfill it by the children, because I'm not going to be able to pay the children. That's where the Ramban's territory forfeits it. But in the case of Sanhedrin Daftes, vis-a-vis the woman, I have something of a kasher zamam. That's enough. It's only a problem of partial kasher zamam if it's, there's one person that has nothing in the way of kasher zamam. No, it's interesting. According to the Afikayam, clearly that it doesn't make any sense. The Afikayam learns that the whole board is that the psu of halalus has to go to the next generation. The Ramban clearly is not in the same league, not in the same wavelength as the Afikayam at all. Clear. It's also clear why he didn't give the teretz of the Ritva. Maybe that regarding the not sure what this knows. Why did you say the not mikayim the kasher zamam on the matnas? No, could be that's not related. Okay, we'll leave that. But mice, that's teretz number one. Teretz number two is what the Ritva says. The old, the hasam, kim da rachmanam, kim da mine, kim adem mekayim ukum bil sedami, rachmanahu de patre. That's the vort that we elaborated on before, that kim da mine is viewed as a full kasher zamam. It could be the second teretz doesn't accept the yisod of the first teretz. The second teretz would allow for the problem inherently of partial kasher zamam, even if it tends to be one person. So I have another teretz. But the Ramban is playing with two possible answers. Each of them has very interesting implications for the lumpness of the Gemara, or for perhaps even other inyanim as well. Okay, let's go a little bit into the next part of the Gemara for the few minutes that we have. So we have this sugya in terms of the makar for the Mishnah, for the din of why you don't make the Eidim into a ben grusha, the basic drusha of lo v'lo lezaro. Now we have another suggestion, Bar Pada Omer Kal V'Chomer. Bar Pada wants to come with another way to know that you cannot make the Eidim into Ben Grusha, which is what there was Zama. I know it's from a Kal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Uma HaMechalel Eino Mishchalel. Habola Chalel V'Lo Chilel Eino Din Shelo Yishchalel. What does that mean? How's Rashi explain? Uma HaMechalel Eino Mishchalel. Kohen Hanose Es HaGrusha. The machal we're discussing is a kohen who marries a grusha. Shemachal is zaro. So he is engaging in an act that's causing the children to become chalolim. He's doing a maisa that's causing chilul. And yet, enu adfmo mischal min hakuna. The kohen himself who did the aveira of marrying a grusha does not himself become a chalol. The children become chalolim. So the machal himself is not mischal. Habol chalel v'lo chilel, eid zomim sherotzel chalel v'lo chilelo eno din. So Bar Pada is arguing in Svara, but the Kal V'Chomer dictates that you cannot. It's a unique idea regarding the inyan of chalolus. You cannot allow the notion of giving the onus of kasher zamam to eidim who are bol chalel because it cannot be any stronger than a person who's machal himself. Ki igu, like Bar Pada understands that maybe the gather of the onus kasher zamam is that you will view what they did ki'ilu they were successful, as if it would have been carried out. So what are you going to say? They were bo l'chala, they wanted to make him ben grusha. No, what's the next step? You want to equate that to ki'ilu what? Ki'ilu they would have made him a chala. But what do we know about someone who actually makes a chala of somebody else? Meaning the kohen marries a grusha. He's creating a generation of chalalim, the next generation. He is making a chala, and himself doesn't become a chala. You can't have an onus of kasher zamam, which is that the Torah views the zamam as if he would have carried out, it would have done actually that thing. But lemaisa, a machal himself would not actually himself become a chal. What's the example again that Rashi learns? Kohen Hanose Es Hagrusa. Shemachal Ezarov. Why did Rashi pick that example? What about a Kohen Gadol that marries an Almana? Also the Zarov become a Chalov. What about a Kohen Gadol who marries an Almana? What about the fact that the woman becomes a Chalala? She's Pasul Kohen now. Why did Rashi pick no Kohen Gadol as a Grusha? No, the Pasha Pshat would be because of the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah's case is the case of Ben Grusha. So the Edom wanted to make him Ben Grusha. So Rashi tracks the Mishnah's case. So what about a person himself who makes his son into a Ben Grusha by marrying a Grusha? Yes, that's the part of the Pasha Pshat, Rashi. Interesting that the Rach had a different pshat, had a different case. The Rach says, Kohen Gadol Sheba Alamana V'chilala Hu Eina Mischalel Eit Sheba L'chal V'heid Alav Shuh Ben Grusha Niskavim L'chal. The Rach for some reason departs from what would be more the obvious example, Machalel, which is the case of the Mishnah itself. And he talks about the chilo not of the children, but the chilo of who? Of the woman herself, the almana. Kohen Gadol is now going to marry an almana, and if he does, he's machal her, she becomes pasul a kohen. She was kasher a kohen head yid until now. She is pasul to a kohen gadol. If he violates his isa kuna on the standard of a kohen gadol, he's machal the woman, and that yet he doesn't become a chal through that. And now the kal v'chomer is again the edom who want to make someone a chal. Why did the rach not learn the pasha case like Rashi? We'll have to see. Lamaisa, I can ask you another question, even on Rashi. What is the din of the Mishnah? The Edim, who testified someone's a Ben Grusha, so they don't become a Cholo, but rather what? They get Malkus. So why not ask a Kasha? They shouldn't make a Kavah Chomer, they shouldn't get Malkus. Where do you get Malkus from? After all, HaMachalel Ein HaMischalel. He doesn't become a Cholo. And he does. Does he get Malkus? I don't know. Does he get Malkus? Doesn't get Malkus either for being a chal, for making a chal. Edim habala chalel in a din that they shouldn't get Malkus. So not just is it a kavachomer they shouldn't become a chalal, make a kavachomer they shouldn't get Malkus. Just like hamachalel doesn't get Malkus. So they're not better than a person who's mamish machalel. They're only bala chalel. So why do you get Malkus? So let's stand back. Where's the Malkus coming from? Ha'od Chakira. If the Malkus is coming for simply the fact that they did what? They testified falsely. It's not a Kasha Zamam Malkus. It's not for the agenda of Zamam. That instead of the formal Kasha Zamam, the literal Kasha Zamam, it's just the Eidosh Sheker Shavot, no Sedan, no Kasha. These would be the Zamam component, so they can't get the Zamam that would be any more than if they would be asad, if they would have carried it out, if they would have done an act of chil. But Malkus something, Malkus fei de sheker, okay? But if we want to learn, as we've been learning throughout from the Tosfos before, that the Malkus of the Tzdiku is ba'ad, that which they had the agenda to harm that person in whatever way. That's where the Malkus is coming from. No, so then use the Kal v'chomer and ask a kasha in the Mishnah. That Hamachalel and Mischalel, so and does he get Malkus? Who says he gets Malkus? No, say Edim that Bolachalel shouldn't get Malkus for such an act, which would be no worse than if it was Machal himself. But the emesis, this already we don't know. We have to get more insight. What is the halacha, Lemaisa? What's the halacha? These are sugyas and kedushin that I inches. What's the halacha of a Kohen Shabar Agrusha? The Pasuk says, Isha Zona Bachalola, Lo Yikachu, also talks about Lo Yichal Zara Ba'ama. So the whole Sugi Kedushin, the fourth parak, when is there a violation of the law, and what law is being violated? There's issue of marrying a woman that's Asil Kohen, there's an issue of Bia with such a woman. There's bia with marriage, there's bia outside of marriage. What lavin are violated in what situations, and when would it be malchus? So without going through the whole sugya, but the very top of Ayin Ches Amid Aleph in Kedushin says the Gemara. The Gemara has a case of Kohen Gadol Ba'almana. Says the Gemara, Loke Shtayim. Achas Mishum Lo Yikach, Ba'achas Mishum Lo Yechalel. The Lo Yikach is when he marries her, and Lo Yechalel is with the fact that he had Bia, and that's Lo Yechal, he's Machal, the woman. Kohen Gadol Ba'almana. Rashi says immediately, Kuadin Kohen Hedjet Vigrusha. Because it's learnt out one from the other. So the Gemara says as follows. Well, Velilki Nami Mishum Lo Yechal Zara. There's another Lo Yechal. Lo Yechal Zara. The Gemara learns that the woman becomes a Chalala, and there's also the children become Chalala. So the Gemara says, it depends. In a Chanami, there could be in a person who has Bia, a Kohen, seeming Kohen with a Grusha, has Bia, there could be another violation of Malkus for Lo Yechal Zaro, but the Gemara explains it depends how. B'shelo gamar biyasa. In other words, if a person doesn't consummate the Bia, so then he can never impregnate her. It cannot lead to conception. So then there would not be a violation of the Lo Yechal Zaro. So the Gemara seems to be saying that in a chanami, if there's an act of Bia that with Gumar Bia that could have ramifications that she could become pregnant, then there'd be a Malkus for Yechal Zara. Unfortunately, Gemara. Again, we're not learning all the details. A lot of details later on, and whatever. You need Kedushin, the only Kedushin, Boa without Kedushin without Bia, that's the whole story here. But one thing I see in this Gemara, reading the Gemara, that Lamaisa, you can have a case of Malkus. Rashi says, the Gemara says, Amanu Kohen Gadol. Rashi says, Huadin Grusho Kohen Hedget. And the Gemara says that there could be a Malkus for Lo Yechal Zaro if it's a Gemara Bia. Okay, so beautiful. Lines up beautifully. So, Uma Machalel Eina Mischalel Kohen Shabbal Grusha. There won't be, he made children Chalalim, meaning he had Bia that could lead to children. And he's not going to become a challel. But what will he have? Okay, so that's a good one. So then, we understand. Here as well, habala challel, edim, can't be better than that. They can't make them challelim. But what will they have? It works out. Okay. It's interesting, to finish with this, the Rambam, for the Rach says that the case is a mono kohen gadol. Why? The Rambam has a unique shita. The Rambam in his Suri Bia Perek Yud Zayin, beginning of the Perek, holds that there would never be a malchus for kohen hedyot begrusha, for lo yechalel. It's against this Gemara, the Pashtas, except that he learns that Gemara is talking specifically, like the Gemara says, kohen gadol ba'almana. There's a long Magid Mishnah here, but the bottom line comes out a few things in the Rambam. The Rambam holds that there would not be Malkus for Bimachal, the woman, if she's already Asur Kohen. So Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot Begrusha, that wouldn't even be a Malkus of Oyechal on the woman because she's already Asur Kohen. I now, she's Asur Betruma, okay. But Lamai says she's already Asur Kohen. So the Gemara says Bedafka, the first Oyechal on the woman, is only by a Mano Kohen Gadol. But moreover, the Rambam never says that there's going to be Malkus away Chalzaro. Either Gemara says otherwise, the Magid Mishnah says, could be Machokes, the Rambam had another Makar. Bottom line, the Rambam never brings what we just said. There is no Malkus for Way Chalzaro, even by Gemara Bia. Not by Kohen Begrusha, not by Kohen Gadol Ba'almana. The Magid Mishnah, the Menachas Chinuch discusses it also in the Mitzvah here, in Parshas Emor, Rish Samach Vav, the Magid Mishnah says, B'toch HaDvarim, because the Chilul HaZera only comes when the child is born. So you can't, he has another marker for this. But meanwhile, you cannot give malchus to lo yechal zaro just because of the act of bia that could impregnate the woman. L'maisa, the children are not here yet. So where would there be a malchus and lo yechalel? Only on bimachal, the woman. And only what type of a woman? A woman who before this was mutter l'kohen. So the only case of malchus of a bia for the Rambam is the case specifically of kohen gadol b'alman. And the chilul being on who? On the woman becoming psula l'kohuna. Could be this is working with the Rach in our Gemara. Why did the Rach need to pick a new case, not of ha-mechala? Now this is for the Kal v'chomer purposes. But it could be since ultimately it's going to translate into a malchus. Because otherwise, like, you're going to say, you're in a mischal, but you get malchus. So it could be that the Rach felt, like the Rambam and being the same camp, often they go together, that the halacha is that when it comes to a kohen v'grusha, there would be no violation of Yechalel. So it couldn't be called Mahamachalel. There's no violation of, and there's no malchus for that. So where did he have to find an explanation in the Gemara of Hamachal in a Mischalel? He had to go to the case of Kohen Gadol Ba'almana, and the Machalel means not the children, because that wouldn't happen until they're born anyway, so that's not called Machalel, and there's no Malkus for that. Rather, the Machalel, that's not Mischalel of the Gemara, refers to Kohen Gadol Ba'almana, and who is he Machalel? Har. And yet, he does, and he gets Malkus. But he doesn't become a chalal. Says Barpada. So therefore, abala chalal, meaning to make someone a ben grusha. Again, that's for sure. That's the case of the Mishnah. For sure, should not become chalal in elamai. They'll get malchus. Exactly what we saw in our machal case. Okay, this is Barpada. Comes Rabina with a whole new kasha. We have to see Rashi. We have to see Tosfos. We'll look at the Mashan, the Tosfos, Hartosfos, right? Okay, get to it. Good day, everybody. Yeah.